The Mishnah in Masechet Tumah Daf Yud Ches, Amud Aleph, teaches us that Hayad Rav Shimon Reb Pappayus, that they had a parah of a carbon shlomim, which they ate on Pesach, and they ate the vlad of the shlomim b'chag. Ask the Gemara, chag usually means sukkos. L'rova da amakotchim kimich avaleim regal achad. As soon as one yontav passes, and they weren't brought to the Beis HaMikdash, Koyoim v'yoim, whoever lame, every day he's over the mitzvah say over awesome shama. V'aveisim shama l'seim z'vcheyim, so had they wait till Shavuot, till Sukkos mitzvahs b'al mechlei. So the Gemara answers, Amar Azrid Mishmei, the Rava, Kigon Shai Choyl Betzetz. We're referring to a situation where the animal was sick on Shavuot, and that's why it was brought. That's why they had to wait till Sukkos. The Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, which discusses the halachas of Baal Ta'achar, quotes the opinion of Rava that says that as far as the lav of Baal Ta'achar takes 3 Yom Tovim. But as far as the mitzvah say, it's as soon as you're over 1 Yom Tov. There's a fundamental machloikas Pnei Yeshua and Aruch Lener. When are you over at Chiv? The Pnei Yeshua says that you only over the mitzvahs that say on Yontif. Presumably, on Yontif is a time when you could bring the kabbonis, and if you didn't bring them, you over mitzvahs that say. When it comes to the lab al ta'achar, then as soon as when the 3 Yom Tovim are over, there you over every day. The Aruch Lener, based on our Gemara, says that our Gemara says you over even the mitzvahs that say, according to the Gersa that we learned in our Gemara, every day. When we speak about the lav of Baal Ta'achar, so unfortunately, in our world, there are no kabbonis. So you can't be over Baal Ta'achar for kabbonis. But the question that comes up is what is the halacha regarding Baal Ta'achar and tzedakah? If somebody pledged money to tzedakah, if and when are you over the lav of Baal Ta'achar? So the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodei Siman Resh Nun Zayin Sif Gimel discusses this halacha. The Shulchan Aruch begins at tzedakah arei b'chal ha-nedorim. Tzedakah is included in the category of nedorim. If somebody takes upon himself to give a certain amount of money for tzedakah, or he says, Hare sell zu tzedakah, he designates a certain coin, dollars, whatever, for tzedakah, the halacha is chayv litna l'niyim la'ad. He must give it immediately. Vim icher continues the Shulchan Aruch, if he delays, over b'baal ta'achar. He's immediately over b'baal ta'achar. He has the ability to give it immediately. And unfortunately, there are poor people who are available to take the money. Says the Shulchan Aruch, but if you live in a place with Baruch Hashem, there are no aniyim, meniach, you should put the money inside at shiim saniyim until he finds aniyim. Tosfos in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMaskil Tzedakos, differentiates between kabbonis, which we discussed in our Gemara, versus tzedakah, which seems to be that by tzedakah, you're over Baal Ta'achar immediately. Moreover, there's a very famous question the Shulchan Aruch discusses it in Simen Reish Nun Ches, that tzedakah, nidrei tzedakah, are even effective b'machshava. So the Ritva is mechadesh that even if we'll say that nidrei tzedakah chal b'machshava, the iser b'al ta'acher doesn't apply on the dorm that weren't verbalized. Moreover, the Paiskim say that the iser b'al ta'acher that we're discussing regarding tzedakah is not limited to tzedakah. The Shulchan Aruch we read discusses tzedakah to aniyim. But the Paiskim say that this halacha applies even to tzedakah, to a yeshiva, to any charitable organization. There's a very famous vort from the Chofetz Chaim that says there's another way where somebody has to be careful about Baal Tacher. If somebody invites aniyim, poor people, to eat in his home Friday night, and he comes home and they're relying on his meal, and he doesn't eat immediately, so then there's Baal Tacher. They came to his house to eat. And therefore, it's very famous that the Chofetz Chaim, if he had guests come to his house Friday night, would not even sing Shalom Aleichem before Kiddush. He would immediately make Kiddush, start the Suda, and he would sing Shalom Aleichem later. Another psak that the Pais can say, we know that most people have the minig that if on Sukkot by night they come home, Chas v'Shalom, and it's raining, they don't make Kiddush, they wait till Chatzos. So the Pais can say, the Mishnah Berurah passes this way, if you have a niyim, and you when you invited them to the meal, and if you're not going to give them the meal right away, you have a situation, as we just discussed, about ta'acher, don't wait. If it's raining and you can't eat in the sukkah, eat indoors. Moreover, the Paiskim say, the Shulchan Aruch, as we just learned, says that when it comes to tzedakah, yechayif about ta'acher immediately, even if the aniyim aren't coming in front of you. As long as you are aware that there are aniyim, you have to go out of your way to give that tzedakah money to the aniyim. On the other hand, you're not obligated to go look for aniyim. It's only if you know where they are. Moreover, and this is a very important question, there are aniyim. You did promise the tzedakah. But let's say you want to give to different aniyim, or you don't. There's only one ani here, and you don't want to have to give this entire money that you set aside for tzedakah to this one ani. You want to give it to many aniyim. We discussed in a previous shiur that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Hakol lefi roiv ha'maisa," and the Mefarshim explain what does "hakol lefi roiv ha'maisa" mean. That if you could give one large donation to one ani, or you could give many smaller donations to many aniyim, it's preferable to give one large donation to the one ani. Here too, just because you want to avoid this about the acher, doesn't mean that you have to give all the, and there's only one ani, you don't have to give all that stock to that one ani, you could put it to the side. On the other hand, if you don't have a good explanation, you should give the tzedakah as quickly as possible. Moreover, the halacha is that you could upfront when you, the best, and this is the best eitzah, is when you separate the money for tzedakah, let's say you have a fund, a foundation for tzedakah, what you should do best is say up front, and the place can say, it doesn't have to be verbalized, even if you just thought it, because as we discussed earlier in the shiur, when it comes to tzedakah, even machshava is adequate. So if you have in mind when you separated the money that it's not to be given, that you don't need to give it all immediately, that you should have the discretion to give it as you please, then
there's no problem about the acher if you don't give it immediately, even if there are aniyim available. Continues the Rambam. Because of its stock shesh biyad al-chalka ba'atzma. We're only talking about stock that he could give out himself. Avil, says the Rambam, shnayim stock of basic nisus litn liyad gabai. You donate money in shul to give to the gabai. A shat stock of shesh lo litn gabai. Or there's an appeal that you're going to give the money to the gabai. Ain't over there. You're not over. Afgav danim mitzvim. Even if there are poor people that need that money. Elam ken tovai gabai. Unless the gabai approaches you for the money. For us, over la miyad. Then, if you don't give it as soon as you're approached, then you're going to be over ba ta'acha. Ikaim aniyim. If there are aniyim there. The gabai mechalak la miyad. Now, then you do the gabai. Somebody donated money in the shul, but the gabai doesn't know about my donation. Says the remote, sarchu loidia the gabai. Mashanot, I have to let the gabai know what I donated, kadesh yuchel tovai. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, the remote, v'lamikra aniyim mitzuyin el aniyim matzvichin l'chalak lehem. Aval ein derech l'chalak lehem miyad, just because they come to ask, but it's not the minute to give them right away, l'mikra aniyim mitzuyin. Furthermore, says the remote, v'mayim etten tzedakah l'ploini, he designates a person, ena ova atshiyova osa ani. Until if I said I'm giving it to a specific oni, until that oni comes and asks me for the money, the halacha is I don't have to give it to him. I've got the shah aniyim mitzuyim, even though there are other aniyim there. So from here we see that if somebody donates money in a shul, and the gabbai is well aware of my donation, but he didn't ask for the donation, I didn't get a bill. Yet, so I'm not over about tacher, but it does seem very clear from the Ramah that as soon as I get a bill, I have to pay it. If not, I'm over about tacher unless I said it or had in mind up front that I should not be obligated to do so. Moreover, a very important question: somebody has a pushka in his house, and he puts money into the pushka. So it seems, based on this halacha that we're learning now, he should have to give the money immediately. Otherwise, there'll be a problem about ta'acher. So if it's a pushka that somebody comes from time to time to pick up the money, so it's like the example that we just learned, that until the oni comes and asks for his money, I'm not obligated to give, I'm not over about ta'acher. But let's say it's a pushka that I have to send the money. So shouldn't I have to send it as soon as I put it into the pushka? It's a very serious question. And the Paiskim, in answer to this question, say that when I put the money into the pushka, I should make the same tanai that I made earlier. That even though I'm putting it now, I don't mean that it should become tzedakah right now. It only becomes tzedakah that I have to give when I decide to send whatever money I have in this pashka. Finishes the Shulchan Aruch the Sif. V'dafka b'mafish stock is stam. Only if I designate stocka. Avakal Adam, says the Shulchan Aruch, yochur lahafish mos l'tstokim shimenochem etzloi. Everybody could designate money for tstokim that should be in his home. Lit mat yad al yad k'ma shiroi. He could have a wallet or a drawer where he has money to tzedakah. And like we said earlier, he says that he's going to give as he sees fit. If I made a condition that the gaboim could do with the money whatever they feel see fit,